So I'm back finally with another cooking audio. Today I want to teach you how to make these oven-baked chicken thighs with a honey mustard sauce. They're actually really easy and really good. So, in order to make this recipe, you need to gather up the information. I'll post the recipe so you can see the notes and whatnot. But basically you need 2 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken thighs. If your metric, it's like 907 grams. Anyway, the site actually has a metric conversion, so you can actually click between US and metric. So it's like 1/4 cup of Dijon mustard and 1/4 cup of honey, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper, 1/2 teaspoon of, 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper. I always use more. 1/2 teaspoon of oregano, and then 1/16 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, which is optional, but I recommend it. So the easiest thing, this is such an easy recipe. You want to make some rice to go along with it. What I usually do is make some white rice of any type that you like. You could do brown rice too, but I haven't had it with brown rice. But I always put like a bag of frozen mixed vegetables that are cooked in with the rice, just to kind of add some vegetables to it, but you don't have to. But it tastes best over rice, I will say. So you just preheat the oven. In America, it's 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Then you take a small bowl and you combine everything but the chicken. Like, you just stir it all up, put it all in there, and combine it. Whip it with a fork. It's really simple. And then you take the chicken thighs. Now, you can either use boneless or bone-in. I prefer boneless. They cook faster. And then I just trim a little bit of the fat off, but you don't even have to do that if you don't want to. It's just kind of what I've always done. But you just grease a baking dish that'll fit all your thighs in it. And you put them side by side in the baking dish. And then you pour the sauce over it, making sure everything's kind of evenly coated. And then you bake it. Now, I use a meat thermometer to make sure the temperature is 165 Fahrenheit, but you don't have to use a meat thermometer. It takes like 30 to 45 minutes. I usually err on the side of more to make sure it's cooked, but you can cut it open and make sure the juices run clear. That's the best way to tell if chicken is cooked. And then you put it over the rice. But really, this is like a make it, stick it in the oven, and forget it recipe. It's really simple. And it tastes really, really good. So, no excuses. Cook for that date, for the family member, for your best friend, whatever. This is an impressive dish, and it'll taste like you did more than you did. So, that's Cooking with Jay, and I hope you enjoy. I'll have the recipe in the comments. I do this at least once a month, sometimes more. Definitely a recipe I recommend. So, if you have any questions, let me know. There's pictures on the website. They also have some helpful tips if you're going to do bone in or bone out, and you can change it to metric, all that fun stuff. So anyway, hope you had a good time, and, I'll try to do more of these. Thanks.